The Colorado State Supreme Court, barring former President Trump from the primary 2024 ballot, has predictably ignited fierce responses. The Trump campaign says they will immediately appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says he will withdraw from the Colorado ballot in protest and urges the other Republican presidential candidates to follow suit. The Colorado Republican Party leadership is saying they may withdraw from the presidential primary and move to an internal party-run caucus format. Dr. Cornel West has qualified for the ballot in his first state. The Aurora Party, newly qualified in Alaska, announced that Dr. West will become their presidential nominee. This is a significant occurrence since Alaska's ranked choice voting system could take effect if no candidate receives majority support. Therefore, votes for Dr. West could affect the state's electoral vote count, which could well change the course of the national presidential election. Reversing a polling trend that places Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego as the leading Arizona U.S. Senate candidate, V Creek AMG just released a new statewide survey that projects former television news anchor and 2022 gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake as leading the senatorial field. Ms. Lake would post a 41-35-16% edge over Mr. Gallego and independent incumbent Kyrsten Sinema. The previous three polls, all conducted in October and November, found Representative Gallego holding a similar-sized lead to what V Creek AMG found for Ms. Lake. The California Survey USA poll, in preparation for the March 5th jungle primary election, sees Representative Adam Schiff leading the large open U.S. Senate ballot with 22%. Republican baseball great Steve Garvey has moved into second with 15%. Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter and Barbara Lee follow with 12% apiece. Democrats will be heavy favorites to hold the open seat that appointed Senator LaFonza Butler is leaving after replacing the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Mr. Garvey sneaking into second place from the jungle primary now appears as a distinct possibility. The Census Bureau released its 2023 estimates and calculated the population shifts in the 52 covered entities from July 1, 2022 to July 1, 2023. Here, the Bureau found 11 places where the population grew 1% or more during the period. The fastest growing or, quote, move-in, unquote, entities are Delaware, the District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, with Texas and Florida seeing the most growth. A total of 9 entities lost population during the test period, led by New York and California. The 9, quote, move-out, unquote, entities are California, Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, and West Virginia. Oregon is the big surprise here, since it grew so much in the previous decade as to gain a new congressional seat in 2021 national reapportionment. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.